Welcome to AI Uncharted, the podcast where we dive deep into the evolving world of artificial intelligence research. I'm Liz, your host, ready to navigate you through another fascinating topic in the AI cosmos. In our last episode, we explored the groundbreaking ways in which wavelet functions are revolutionizing neural networks. Today, we turn our focus to a cutting-edge approach in machine learning, training models on JPEG byte streams. This innovative research is pushing the boundaries of how AI can handle compressed file formats, with a special emphasis on JPEG due to its prevalence and complexity. The study we're discussing today examines an exciting new frontier, where compressed language models, or CLMs, are tested for their ability to understand and manipulate compressed files. JPEGs, notorious for their intricate processes like entropy coding and run-length encoding, serve as a challenging benchmark for these models. The researchers aim to see how well these models can recognize inherent properties of JPEG files, handle anomalous data, and even generate new files based on specific prompts. The methodology involves treating each byte of a JPEG file as an individual token, employing additional tokens to indicate attributes such as JPEG quality and semantic class. This setup enables the models to perform various tasks, including predicting JPEG quality and class, detecting and correcting anomalies, and generating new JPEG files from scratch. What makes this approach particularly intriguing is the potential it demonstrates for broader applications, suggesting that handling compressed data directly through byte-level sequences could be the future of AI data processing. By training on datasets like MENIST and Cypher10, the models showed promising results in understanding and manipulating JPEG compressed data. This could pave the way for more efficient and accurate handling of various compressed file formats without the need for decompression. Stay tuned as we delve deeper into the specifics of this methodology, its implications, and the promising horizon it opens up for AI in data compression and manipulation. Today, we're diving into the fascinating world of compressed language models, or CLMs, specifically focusing on their application to JPEG byte streams. This innovative approach looks at handling JPEG files not by decompressing them, but by understanding and manipulating their compressed form directly. JPEG, as many of you might know, is a widely used format for digital images, famous for its balance between image quality and storage efficiency. This balance is achieved through complex processes, such as entropy coding and run-length encoding, which compress the data significantly. To get into the nitty-gritty, let's first break down these processes. Entropy coding is a technique used to represent frequently occurring patterns with shorter codes, making the file size smaller. Run-length encoding, on the other hand, compresses sequences of repeated values, such as long stretches of the same color in an image, by recording the value once along with the number of times it repeats. The essence of studying CLMs in this context is to test their capability to perform crucial tasks directly on these compressed byte streams. The researchers have zeroed in on three primary tasks: recognizing the inherent properties of these compressed files, handling files with anomalies, and generating new files. To achieve this, the models are trained using byte-level sequences from well-known datasets like MNIST and Cypher10, both of which are staples in the computer vision community. Now, how does one go about training these models? The process involves treating each byte of a JPEG file as an individual token, much like how words in a sentence are treated in natural language processing. What's fascinating here is the inclusion of additional tokens to denote JPEG quality and semantic class. This setup isn't just for show. It allows the model to be versatile, enabling it to perform class conditional generation and recognition tasks. For instance, in a recognition task, the model can predict the quality and semantic class of a JPEG file purely from its byte sequence. When dealing with anomalies, the CLM can detect and even correct anomalies in the byte stream, showcasing a remarkable understanding of the JPEG structure without requiring decompression. One might wonder, how does the model perform when tasked with generating new JPEG files? The results have been promising. By generating new files from given prompts, the CLM demonstrates its ability to create compressed image data that aligns with specified qualities and classifications. This capability points towards a future where complex data manipulations on compressed files can be handled more efficiently and in more versatile ways than ever before. The implications of this research extend beyond just JPEG files. If CLMs can be trained to understand and manipulate JPEG byte streams effectively, there's a strong potential for them to be applied to other compressed file formats. This could revolutionize how we handle data compression, storage, and transmission across various fields, from digital media to data archiving. Exploring this frontier, we've seen that the complexities introduced by entropy coding and run-length encoding are not insurmountable barriers, but rather fascinating challenges that drive innovation in machine learning and data science. With continual advances, CLMs may eventually provide robust solutions for directly working with compressed data streams in ways we've barely begun to imagine. This study is a stepping stone to a broader horizon where compressed and possibly encrypted files can be handled, understood, and manipulated without the need for decompression. The efficiency gains in data processing and the potential applications across multiple domains make this a particularly exciting area to watch. So, as we wrap up this segment, it's clear that the intersection of machine learning and data compression is paving the way for some truly groundbreaking advancements. Stay tuned as we continue to explore how these technologies evolve and transform our interaction with digital data. Training models on JPEG byte streams introduces a fascinating challenge and opportunity in the realm of compressed language models, CLMs. Let's dive into how these models are trained and the intricate processes involved, focusing particularly on input sequence construction. When working with JPEG files, every byte is essentially a building block in constructing the overall image. Therefore, in this innovative approach, each byte of a JPEG file is treated as a separate token. This granular level of processing allows the model to gain a comprehensive understanding of the file's structure and content. JPEG files, as many are aware, include complex processes like entropy coding and run-length encoding. These processes compress the image data, making each byte in the stream significant to the overall makeup of the file. By treating each byte as a unique token, the model captures nuances and data patterns inherent in compressed files, enabling it to perform a variety of tasks with surprising accuracy. In addition to byte tokens, researchers introduce special tokens to indicate JPEG quality and semantic class. These tokens play a crucial role. For example, a token for JPEG quality might denote whether the image is high or low quality based on its compression level. Similarly, semantic class tokens help the model understand the category or class of the image, such as distinguishing between a handwritten digit from the MNIST dataset or a colored object from the CIFAR-10 dataset. This setup not only aids in the recognition tasks, where the model predicts JPEG quality and semantic class from the byte sequence, but also paves the way for class conditional generation and anomaly detection and correction. Class conditional generation refers to the model's ability to create new JPEG files based on specific prompts or conditions. For instance, the model could generate an image of a handwritten 7 or a colored airplane depending on the provided semantic class token. This ability extends the utility of CLMs to creative and practical applications in image generation and manipulation. Anomaly detection is another critical function. By analyzing the byte stream, the model can identify and correct anomalies. For instance, detecting a byte sequence that deviates from typical patterns due to data corruption. This capability makes CLMs exceptionally useful in maintaining the integrity of compressed files without needing to fully decompress them, saving both time and computational resources. The experiments carried out in this study employed datasets such as MNIST and CIFAR-10, illustrating the model's robustness across different types of image data. In these experiments, the model was evaluated on its ability to recognize properties inherent to the compressed files, handle anomalies effectively, and generate new files adhering to given criteria. One of the most impressive takeaways from this research is the possibility of using CLMs to handle various compressed file formats directly. The broader implications suggest that we could see applications where these models manage compressed data across different domains, simplifying workflows that currently require decompression and significant pre-processing. Overall, the introduction of byte-level tokens and additional informational tokens for JPEG quality and semantic class in training models opens new avenues for efficient compressed file management. It heralds a future where handling, correcting, and generating compressed files could be more direct and integrated, breaking the dependence on traditional decompression processes. This streamlined approach not only enhances efficiency, but potentially transforms how we interact with compressed digital media. So, this study on training models on JPEG byte streams is not just a technical feat, but a step towards more advanced and flexible data handling capabilities. It's an exciting development that blends cutting-edge machine learning techniques with everyday digital processes, potentially revolutionizing fields from digital asset management to automated content generation. Today, we dive deep into the fascinating world of training models on JPEG byte streams, focusing on the evaluation of compressed language models, or CLMs, in three critical areas: recognition, anomaly handling, and file generation tasks. To provide some context, the research we're discussing explores the capabilities of CLMs in understanding and manipulating files compressed using formats like JPEG. JPEG is a ubiquitous format well known for its complexity due to processes like entropy coding and run-length encoding, which compresses image data efficiently. The study aims to evaluate how models trained at the byte level from datasets like MNIST and SciFAR10 perform in various tasks centered around JPEG files. First, let's talk about recognition tasks. In these tasks, the goal is to have the model predict the quality of a JPEG file, as well as its semantic class, which pertains to the content of the image, such as identifying whether an image is of a cat or a dog. The methodology involves treating each byte of a JPEG file as a separate token, much like how words are treated in natural language processing. Additional tokens are introduced to indicate the JPEG quality and the semantic class, allowing the model to learn and make predictions based on the byte-level sequence it has been trained on. The models showed promising results, accurately predicting both the quality of the JPEG and its semantic class, highlighting their ability to understand the underlying structure of the compressed data. Next, we have anomaly handling tasks, which are particularly intriguing. Anomalies in a file can range from subtle corruptions to more severe forms, like bit flips or incomplete data segments. The model's job here is to detect these irregularities and, ideally, correct them. Leveraging the byte-level representation and its training experience, the CLM can identify patterns that deviate from the norm, signaling an anomaly. What's even more impressive is the model's ability to propose corrections. For instance, if certain bytes are out of place or corrupted, the model suggests the most probable correct sequence, effectively repairing the JPEG file. This capability is not only technically impressive, but also has significant practical implications for digital forensics and data recovery fields. Finally, let's discuss the file generation tasks. File generation in this context means the model creates new JPEG files from scratch based on given prompts. These prompts can include desired image attributes or specific quality standards. The process begins with a seed input, an initial few bytes or a description, and the model constructs the rest of the file byte by byte. The generated files aren't just random byte streams, but coherent JPEGs that adhere to the JPEG compression standards. This demonstrates the model's deep understanding of both the syntactic and semantic properties of JPEG files. Imagine a scenario where you need a large data set of images adhering to a specific quality standard. Manual creation would be labor-intensive, but a CLM can automate this, saving time and resources. What stands out most in this study is the broader implication of these findings. If CLMs can be trained to handle JPEG compressed data efficiently, there's immense potential for extending this capability to other compressed file formats, such as PNG, MP3, or even complex video formats. It means that in the future, we might be able to manipulate and analyze compressed files directly without needing to decompress them first. This could revolutionize fields like media processing, storage, and even live data analysis, offering a significant boost in efficiency and performance. In summary, the research into training models on JPEG byte streams uncovers a new frontier in machine learning, showing that CLMs can effectively recognize, handle anomalies, and generate files from compressed data. The implications are vast and promise exciting developments across various technological and industrial landscapes. As these models continue to evolve, we can expect them to unlock new possibilities in how we manage and understand compressed digital content. As we conclude today's episode on training models on JPEG byte streams, we've journeyed through the intricacies of how compressed language models, or CLMs, are revolutionizing the way we handle compressed file formats, with a focus on JPEG. JPEG, a ubiquitous format known for its complexity due to processes like entropy coding and run-length encoding, serves as a perfect candidate for testing these advanced models. We've delved into recent studies that tested CLMs on three core tasks: recognizing properties inherent in compressed files, managing files with anomalies, and generating new files. These tasks were executed with byte-level sequences of JPEG files from well-known datasets like MNIST and CIFAR10, using clever token setups to indicate quality and semantic classes. This innovative approach allows for both recognition and generation capabilities, demonstrating the power of these models. Our discussion highlighted how these models predict JPEG quality, recognize semantic classes, detect and correct anomalies, and even create new JPEG files from given prompts. The results are promising, showing that CLMs can effectively understand and manipulate JPEG compressed data. This advancement paves the way for potentially handling various compressed file formats directly, eliminating the need for decompression and opening new doors in data processing and storage. Thank you for joining us on this exploration of the cutting edges of AI. Stay tuned for more on AI Uncharted as we continue to navigate the frontiers of artificial intelligence. Until next time.